Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome back to The Family Architect, Parenting by Design Rather Than by Default. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that feels like magic once you understand it. And it's not a script, it's not a discipline strategy, it's not even a response. It's what you do before the chaos starts, before the tantrum, before the resistance, before you find yourself shouting in the hallway with one shoe on and your tea gone cold. Today we're talking about pre-connection. Let's land together. Inhale. Exhale. Here we are. Pre-connection is the art of intentionally filling your child's emotional cup before you ask them to do hard things. And let's be honest about what hard things actually are for children. We adults often forget that what seems simple to us can feel overwhelming to a developing nervous system. Hard things for children might include leaving the park when they're having the best time, getting dressed for school when their body doesn't want to move, switching off screens when their brain is totally absorbed, entering a busy environment when they're already feeling sensitive, going to bed when they don't want the day to end, coping with any transition or separation from you. It's proactive parenting, rooted in nervous system wisdom, and it works because it meets the child's need before their behavior has to express it. Let's go nerdy for a moment, just for a second. When your child feels emotionally connected to you, their brain is more regulated. The prefrontal cortex, the part responsible for decision making and emotional regulation, comes online. That means more cooperation, more flexibility, less emotional flooding, more trust when you ask them to shift gears. Connection literally lowers the threat response in their nervous system. So when you say it's time to go, they're not hearing a rupture or abandonment. They're hearing, we're in this together. You're safe with me, even during this transition. But here's what most of us do instead. We announce the transition and expect compliance. Time to leave the park. Get your shoes on. Turn off the iPad. And then we're surprised when they resist, melt down, or completely ignore us. Their nervous system just heard, something's being taken away from me and I have no control over it. Now, of course, they're going to fight or flee. Let's get practical. You're about to transition from home to daycare. Usually mornings are tense, right? You're rushed, you're melting down, you feel like a failure by 8:12 a.m. Here's how pre-connection might transform this. Instead of rushing in with, hurry up, we're late, you kneel down, look into their eyes and say, before we leave, do you want to cuddle for 3 minutes, just us? Or maybe it's a playful moment. Hey, want to do a kangaroo race to get our shoes on? Or here's your magic crystal for your pocket. I'll hold the other half while you're at school. Just a moment to share nervous system regulation. That's all. It can be playful. It can be quiet. It just has to be present and intentional. Let me tell you about Aisha, a mum who's 3-year-old would scream every time she dropped him off at childcare. Every single morning. Tears, clinging, heartbreak for both of them. She felt sick with guilt and nothing helped. Timeouts before leaving made it worse. Bribes worked temporarily, but then the demands escalated. Ignoring the tears felt cruel and didn't change anything. We introduced a pre-connection ritual, 5 minutes of undivided cuddle time on the couch, a goodbye kiss on the hand, and the phrase, I always come back and you're safe here. Within 2 weeks, the tears stopped, not because Aisha stopped leaving, but because her son felt the connection would hold until even during the separation. So 6 months later, he started saying, "Mum, I'm ready to go to school now." Here's another story. Rebecca had a six-year-old who would have epic meltdowns every evening when it was time to stop playing and come inside for dinner. The transition from outdoor play to indoor routine was a daily battle. And instead of calling from the door, Rebecca started going outside 10 minutes before dinner. She'd sit on the grass and just watch her daughter play, making comments like, "You're really focused on that fairy house," or "I love watching you climb." Then after a few minutes of this connection, she'd say, "We have about 5 more minutes before dinner. What would you like to finish up?" The resistance disappeared almost immediately. Her daughter started coming to find her when it was time for the transition. "It's like she needed to feel seen in her play before she could let go," Rebecca told me. Here's what I want you to understand. Children aren't trying to be difficult during transitions. Their nervous systems are trying to stay regulated. When we rush them or demand immediate compliance, we're asking them to abandon what feels safe, their current activity, and trust us completely without any emotional preparation. That's a big ask for a developing brain. But here's the beautiful thing about pre-connection. It doesn't just help the child, it transforms the parent too. When you slow down and connect before asking for cooperation, you shift from a reactive stance to a responsive one. You move from enforcer to guide, and that feels so much better in your body. Now, I know what you're thinking, but what if I don't have time for this? What if we're already running late? Here's the magic. Pre-connection takes less time than a meltdown. What if 3 minutes of connection now saved 30 minutes of tears, resistance, and recovery later? It's not about adding more to your plate. It's about replacing reaction with intention. Let me share some quick pre-connection strategies for common challenging moments. Before bedtime, instead of announcing bedtime from downstairs, go to where your child is. Sit down. "Tell me about this game you're playing. Show me your favorite part." Then after a few minutes, "It's almost time for our bedtime routine. What would you like to do first? Pajamas or teeth?" Before leaving a play date, rather than "Come on, we have to go now," try, "I can see you're having so much fun with Emma. Tell me about what you've been playing." Connect with their experience first. Then, "We have about 5 more minutes before we need to head home. What would you like to do with those last few minutes?" Before screen time ends, instead of "Turn it off now," sit next to them. "What's happening in your show?" "Oh, wow, that character looks worried." After a minute or two, "We have 2 more minutes of screen time. Would you like me to set a timer?" Before entering a busy place, "I notice lots of people here. Want to hold my hand? We're going to walk together." Or, "This might feel overwhelming. You can squeeze my hand if you need me." Do you see a pattern? We're acknowledging their current state, connecting with their experience, and then gently guiding the transition. You're not demanding immediate compliance, you're offering partnership. In the regulated mother method, we see the mother as an anchor, not an enforcer, not the rescuer, the anchor. That means you set the tone before the moment gets hard. You show your child through presence. "I'm with you, even when we have to move, even when things change." And when they feel that, they follow, not because they're afraid, but because they trust. Here's something else I want you to understand. Pre-connection isn't manipulation. It's not a trick to get compliance. It's meeting your child's legitimate need for connection and co-regulation before asking them to do something challenging. And there's a difference between connection and negotiation. Connection says, "I see you, I'm with you, we're going to navigate this together." Negotiation says, if you do this, then I'll give you that. Pre-connection is all about filling their emotional tank so that they have the resources to cooperate. It's not about bargaining for good behavior. Now let's talk about what happens when pre-connection doesn't work. Sometimes you'll connect beautifully and your child will still resist the transition. That's okay. That's normal. Pre-connection isn't a magic wand that eliminates all challenging behavior. It's a tool that makes difficult moments more manageable for everyone. When you've pre-connected and your child still struggles, you can hold the boundary with compassion. I know you don't want to leave. This is hard, and we still need to go. I'm going to help you. The difference is that they're not fighting both the transition and disconnection from you. They're just processing the disappointment of the transition itself, which is much more manageable. Here's what pre-connection teaches children over time. Transitions don't mean abandonment. Their feelings are valid, even when they can't change the situation. You're a safe person to be disappointed with. Cooperation comes from connection, not coercion. They can just trust that you will help them through difficult moments. And here's what it teaches you. You can lead with love instead of stress. Small moments of connection creates big shifts. Prevention is more effective than reaction. Your presence isn't your greatest parenting tool. Is your greatest parenting tool. Let me share one more story. Jessica had 4-year-old twins who would fight every single thing, getting dressed, leaving the house, coming inside, going to bed. Everything was a battle. She started doing what we called touch-based moments. Just 30 seconds of individual connection with each twin before any transition. Sometimes it was a hug, sometimes it was looking at what they were playing with. Sometimes it was just making eye connection and saying, "I see you." It completely changed our days, she told me. Not because they never resisted anymore, but because when they do resist, they're also not fighting for my attention. They know I see them. The resistance became about the actual transition, not about feeling unseen or unheard. And here's something beautiful about pre-connection. It works at any age. With toddlers, it might be getting down to their level before giving instructions. With school-aged children, it might be about asking about their day before launching into homework reminders. With teenagers, it might be showing genuine interest in their music before discussing curfew. The principle stays the same. Connect before you direct. Your invitation for today. Pick one hard moment that usually brings resistance. Just one. And tomorrow, ask, how can I pre-connect before that moment? Try it for 3 minutes. See what shifts. Not perfectly, just gently. Maybe it's sitting on your child's bed for a minute before announcing bedtime. Maybe it's asking about their Lego connection before asking them to clean up. Maybe it's acknowledging how much fun they're having before it's time to transition. You're not here to control their behavior. You're here to meet the need before the behavior has to express it. And that, my love, is parenting by design rather than by default. Here's what I want you to remember. Pre-connection is both a strategy and a mindset. The strategy is the practical what to do. The mindset is, how can I see my child's experience and needs before I make my request? When you start approaching parenting from this perspective, everything shifts. You move from reactive to proactive, from stressed to steady, from enforcer to guide. You're not behind. You're learning how to lead with love instead of stress. And your child, they're learning that love can be steady, that transitions don't mean disconnection, that you will hold them before, during, and after challenging moments. In the next episode, we begin a new arc of our series, diving deep into the Mother Awakening. We're going to explore the sacred return to yourself, the tools of nervous system sovereignty, and how to reclaim your power as the architect of your family's emotional landscape. Until then, remember, you are enough. You are awakening. You are doing sacred work. If you're ready to dive deeper into proactive parenting strategies like pre-connection, head over to the website at www.fantasticfutures.com.au. Jump on and grab the 5-minute reset for parents or the 5-minute miracle. You can also jump in and try out the sacred reclamation challenge. You can have it free for 30 days for free, or you can grab the complete program with the workbook to go with it for life for just a few dollars. It includes more tools for staying regulated so you can show up for these moments of connection. And if the Family Architect podcast is serving you, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It helps other parents discover these tools and build families rooted in connection rather than control. Thank you for being here, for choosing presence over pressure, for architecting something beautiful with your family. Until next time.